All right, y'all, welcome to the Bob Brothers Podcast. I'm Kev on stage.
Tony Baker. Oh, wait, I got the...
She called me back. Hey.
Wait, did you just call me?
I did, but then you didn't answer, so I started.
Oh, my God.
But all right, just show me. Watch out, y'all. My wife, man, shut up. Melissa's at Greg and Mel's house decorating their house for Christmas.
Oh, this is what she does.
Mel didn't have a choice in this. I'm decorating your house for Christmas because I got more stuff I want to do and my house is done. That is great, though.
That's fire.
Hi, Ken. Greg, man. Greg, are you having fun still? Let's a drug you in. You this.
Kev said, are you having fun still? Oh, his face is saying. He's over here doing mathematical
equations. I saw your face.
What Greg didn't want to do? Oh, damn.
Saul Greg did. He's building things now. Like, she's got saws. There's wood. She's ordering track.
Man.
He's just got roped in. Like, yeah, nigga, we doing this. I'm older. It's really not a choice.
Dang.
And the stuff's at your house.
Dang. G-Money.
G-Money, you build it, man. And building with Listen Goose, man. There's an HGTV show going.
Yeah, we got to get a TV going.
Did JoJo go with you?
Huh?
JoJo's there?
No, I just dropped him off.
Where he at?
Oh, he had soccer practice.
Oh, soccer.
Dang, it's 1:30. Okay, we're on episode 3.
All right,
yeah, I'm going to go to Jimmy John's after this. Bye. All right. Okay. Leave it in, Greg. You ain't taking it out anyway. Today, we're doing versus. Okay, this is versus. Versus.
Yeah.
Versus.
Okay.
Okay. Kanye versus Jay-Z. Okay. We're each taking an artist and going song for song.
Okay.
15 rounds. Now.
Let me cue up.
Full disclosure.
Yes.
I know more Kanye than I do Jay, so I'm going to go with Jay. And yes, we
know. You're going to go with Kanye.
I mean, Kanye. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes, we know Kanye produced a lot of Jay-Z's track. This is versus. This is their rapping stuff. So, in my mind, I took off the Watch the Throne stuff because that's both of them.
Yeah. Niggas in Paris.
No Niggas in Paris. And I took off songs that they're both featured on, like Monster, for example, because they're both on there.
Okay.
So it's got to be like a song.
Separate.
Yeah. So like Diamonds, you know, there's a verse without Jay and there's one with Jay.
Okay.
But if they're both on there, it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Don't really make the point because they will be together.
Gotcha.
All right. You want to kick it off? Or you want me to kick it off?
Wait, who's first this time?
I think it's me.
Okay. Set it off.
All right. Man. I'm going to go Jesus Walks.
Ooh.
Because I love the Lord.
Out the gate with a haymaker.
Jesus Walks. Jesus Walks. With me. It's a quintessential Kanye first three albums. Beat, what he was talking about. I was understanding Kanye's stuff on Jesus Walk. That's my first official entry.
Okay.
Jesus Walk.
I'm gonna go Hard Knock Life.
It's a hard knock
for us. It's a hard knock life for us.
He tried to double up with that sample on another song right after, and we was like, man,
He did Everything for You. It was on the Dynasty album. Do anything. Anything for you.
Didn't work.
Like, man, this is the secret.
Didn't work, man. But Hard Knock Life absolutely worked.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite songs. Came out when I was in high school, and I was just like, yeah, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Instead of Treated.
That's from his best-selling album.
Get Tricked. Instead of Kisses. We Get Kicked.
Yeah.
I feel you.
That's a great sample.
All right. I'm going to go Through the Wire.
Okay.
Through the Wire. Mm. Even though Chaka Khan did not like it, she doesn't like the
speed.
She
don't like nothing, man.
She don't like the pitch.
She don't like
nothing.
She's
from the 70s.
Mm. She don't like nothing.
The fact that Kanye actually rapped through a wire draw and you can hear it in the first verse, just great lore for a song.
Mm.
Kanye really changed. He kind of is the pioneer for a certain type of rapping.
Mm.
He was... For the most part, it's gangster rap, drug, outside of like hip-hop, hip-hop, that part. The early 90s was big gangster, real nigga.
Mm.
You know, and Kanye was like, not really my life.
Well, no, actually, so it was, we were super pro-black. And then we got into like the regular, the Tribe, the De La Soul, the Vibe. We were super militant, pro-black, gritty, edge. And then gangster rap came in. Yeah. And he was like, nah, we gangsters now.
And then he backpacked rap.
Then it made another transition back. And then we was flossy, we was fly, we was flossy, we was fly. And then it went back into violence with 50 Cent.
Okay. You right? I'm with you.
Then Kanye came.
Yes.
So it was like we went super militant, pro-black, gangster, flossy and flashy, big money, back to the streets, violence, getting shot up, then Kanye, like regular shot. Guy.
And then he came singing.
Yeah.
And I'm not regular saying guy. He created this, but he held a torch.
Yeah.
And he was at the front.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Little Brother, they did a lot of singing song stuff. Drake also did that. He kind of wrote off the back of Fonte a lot.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Drake did.
Yeah.
Fonte is an influence on Drake.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so yeah, Through the Wire for Kevin.
So since you did Through the Wire, I'm going to be matching you.
Yeah, for that's what you got to do for a versus.
So that's an early track for Kanye.
Yep.
So I'm going to go early track for Jay, and I'm going to go Dead Presidents.
Yeah.
I'm out for Presidents to represent me with the Nas sample. And this is actually one of my favorite Jay-Z songs from my favorite Jay-Z album, Reasonable Doubt.
Everybody knows that.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to go Dead Presidents versus Through the Wire.
All right,
I'm out for Presidents to represent me.
Same time frame for me. I was in Washington at this time. Gold Digger.
Okay.
Jamie Foxx.
She give me money.
You give me money. Ray is around that time. Just shout out Jamie Foxx. Great sample.
Yeah.
Great feature.
Uh-huh.
Great song.
Yeah. That was his first number one song.
Yep. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Gold Digger.
Everybody knew that? Everybody knew that?
Gold Digger, man.
Okay, Gold Digger. I'm going to match Gold Digger up with Girls, Girls, Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Girls, Girls, Girls. That's from the Blueprint album.
Girls, I do adore.
All over the globe. Yeah, Girls, Girls, Girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm going to go, this is my personal thing, okay? And you might not do this, but this is my personal.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to do that later, because I'm going to still make my strong case for my
own. Okay.
Let me see. I'm going to go
all over the globe.
I'm going to go, man. I feel like I'm playing spades. I don't know what to lead with. I know. I know what you. I know what you're gonna say, but I got to say what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna switch it up. I'm becoming newer Kanye. I'm gonna go stronger.
Better, newer better, Kanye.
I mean, not it's oh, not as earlier as
holy shit.
Not, I don't. Well, let me just make a clarifying statement. New Kanye? No Kanye.
Oh yeah.
For me.
Uh-huh.
So when I say
so
new,
when did
I mean,
when does Kanye cut off for you?
The last full length Kanye album I enjoyed was probably Life of Pablo.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last time.
That was the one you sat in.
Yeah. Since then, he had the slavery comments around that time, and I just ain't been
tapping
feeling
in.
It probably since
okay.
then.
So it's based on outside forces, not the music itself.
No, both.
Oh,
the slavery comment it was like, all right, God,
yeah.
Then he the last 3 years he's been Antics McGee.
Yeah.
Just undefensible antics. Indefensible antics. So
you ain't listen to his gospel album?
I gave it a run through. If you're a church kid like me, it wasn't nearly as revolutionary as people were trying to make it seem.
Yeah.
Because real church kids and musicians were doing flips all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like, oh.
Right.
Like, we was always sneaking music in. So it just wasn't like as wow for true church kids. I knew a lot of those people. Like, Sunday service was cool. Like, I feel you, but it wasn't like, oh, why? Like, Kirk and them was doing that. House Party Music made it in there. Outkast, like, we were musicians. We'd be playing Alicia Keys. Whatever was popular, that was one of our fun things, is sneaking this music into church
right.
without our parents or the pastor and them knowing.
Okay.
So it just wasn't really that revolutionary to me. All so right. When I say newer, I mean newer of the stuff that I was listening to, not like first three.
Gotcha.
So what I say, stronger?
Stronger.
Yeah. Stronger, I'm going to kill you.
That's one of them songs that be on, but I never pull up. Like, because it's always being played. I just be like, yeah, it's stronger, but I'm never like, yeah, put that stronger on. It's one of those.
All right, go ahead.
I'm going to match that up with Big Pimpin', Spinning Cheese. Check that out. You Big Pimpin' on BLAD.
Smoking, I'm throwing up. Big keep pimpin a liter in my cup.
It's just a jigger, man. Man. Pimp C and B-U-N-B. I listen to this song. This is my argument within this song. Okay. I know everybody talk about the Pimp C verse and the Pimp, but I feel like Bun B had the best verse.
I am with you. I never said that loud.
His
I don't
flow
argue.
And cadence and the stuff that he was, I know Pimp C had the swagger on it.
Yes.
It was short because he didn't really want to do the track anyway.
Yes.
But Bun B came and delivered that shit.
Yes. They all did, but
for
I agree
but
with
Bun
you.
B's verse, I feel like y'all overlooking the shit out of that verse.
Keep believing. It's so Texas. It's so Texas.
No, you would never think that Jay-Z and UGK would go so well together, but they did.
And I was living in Texas at the time that song came out.
Yeah.
So it has a special, I mean, yeah.
Coming straight about the Black Bob. Man, come on.
Smoking, I throw it up. Keep a leader in my cup. All my cars got 11-1.
He wore the four.
If I wasn't rapping, baby, I would still be driving Mercedes.
Yeah,
nigga, you know how hard of a boss, nigga. You think only because rap, nigga? I would if I wasn't rapping, baby, I would still be driving Mercedes. Let me let you know what I know. I ain't got the.
What you know about the Texas boy?
What you know about the Texas boy?
He did not want to do the track,
man.
He didn't want to show up for the video. He was cutting up. He kept the fur coat on in the hot ass Miami weather. He was like, yo, Pimp C was. Yeah.
What'd I say?
You said strong, I said big.
No, pimp. It's smoking out, pouring up. What'd I say?
Oh.
Smoking out, pouring up. What'd I say? Pouring up? Oh, I can't defend Kanye and still tell you how much I love Big Pimp, but I said I ain't never said I ain't like Jay-Z. Now, Big Pimp, y'all.
Wait, what happened?
They said you're supposed to be defending Kanye. What you want me to say?
Oh, I get credit where credit is due.
Yeah, Big Pimpin', baby. Big Pimpin', baby. What you said?
Big Pimpin's all here.
All right, here we go. My next one, I'm going to go.
What you got next, kid?
I'm going to go Touch the Sky. Come in the spot looking extra fly.
I pull that up and listen to Lupe's verse.
Yes.
Monthly.
That music
Lupe's
video.
Lupe's verse is fire. Oh, the music video is so funny.
Oh, Nia Long.
That whole Nia Long part. Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? I said your name then.
The funniest line. I feel like Kanye could act.
Yeah.
He could be in a, if he get his
if
act
he
together,
could just get his act
that
together.
That little scene, I said your name, Nia.
I said your name then.
Tracy Ellis Ross.
Oh, man.
Nia Long and Kanye.
Didn't I tell you he's going to leave you for a white girl, huh? The titties, what about that? Then just cut it off real quick.
So good.
That video was fire, man.
Just good energy, man. Yeah. Come up in the spot. It's a great, like, we getting ready to go to the club. You know how it is, Tone. You got to go to the club.
Yeah, I go to the club all the time.
Press play on that. We getting dressed. We pre-gaming. We finna go out.
I love Lupe's verse on that song.
Yeah, it's
song,
great.
Though.
Lupe always... underrated. Actually, I don't know if he's underrated because I feel like we show him a lot of love.
Yeah.
But I still feel like
he don't get his
he's
just
still
due.
On the underrated side.
He don't
side.
Get his just due. He's lyrically one of the most skilled MCs ever, in my opinion.
I agree. And I feel like people with his, he gets love.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't think he gets enough or the proper amount.
No.
He should get more.
I agree.
It's not like
he got two classics, in my opinion. His first two albums are classics.
Yes.
In my opinion.
And he's like, I just like him.
Oh, yeah. He's a great guy.
Like Lupe Fiasco.
Great guy.
Yeah, kick push.
Great guy. Super intelligent.
All right,
dope,
you're up.
Into some dope shit. All right, so you got Touch the Sky.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to go I Just Want to Love You. I'm a hustler, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to know where I've been, where I'm about to go.
I just want to love you.
You know who I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go All Falls Down. Okay. Selena Johnson. Baby, when it all falls down. Just quintessential Kanye, man. That's just him. The sample with the song, with the verse, with the imagery. That's just big Kanye West.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I'm going to go H to the Izzo, V to the Izzo. I remember the first time I heard that song, they was at the BET Awards performing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they just went up, and then rappers started going up there and rocking with them. I was like, and at this time, I was in my pro Nas. I was hating on Jay-Z because I was pro Nas, but I was like, man, this shit fire. Down, down. Produced by Kanye West.
Of course. I ain't bring that up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't bring that up.
Kanye is vital here.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
Want to take a quick break from the show to talk to you about one of our sponsors, Earn In. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn should be in your hands, and with Earn In, it can be. Earn In is an app that lets you access your pay as you earn it, up to $150 a day with a max of $1,000 between paydays. Just download the Earn In app and add your info. Then start accessing your pay as you work and leave an optional tip to help keep the app running for everyone. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Earn In's mission is to make financial momentum accessible to everyone. It's your money. Put it in your hands with Earn In. Make Earn In a part of your financial routine and join Earn In's over 4 million customers making any day payday. Listen, it wasn't that long ago that I couldn't make it to payday. Tire went out, kids needed diapers, formula, milk, whatever, and I wished there was something like this that could help me. And now there's something like this that can help you, potentially. Download Earn In today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earn In app, type in The Bald Brothers under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. The Bald Brothers under podcast. Earn In is a financial literacy company, not a bank. Access limits are based on your earnings and risk factors. Standard cash outs take 1 to 2 business days with no mandatory fees. Expedited transfers available for a fee. Tips are voluntary and don't affect the service. Available in select states. Terms and restrictions apply. Visit earnin.com for full details. Download EarnIn now and take control of your pay. And now back to the show.
Where are we at, Marquita? How many is that?
12.
Are we 12?
12 each?
No, 6 and 6.
6 and 6.
Oh, 12 total. Okay.
How many are we doing?
So we got to go to 30. Were you doing 10 or 15?
We have set 15, but we can do 10.
No, we do 15. 15,
15 is fine.
Yeah, we do 15. Okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to go Diamonds. From Sierra Leone. Without the Jay-Z verse.
Diamonds out for
him. Although... Jay-Z's verse is great, and I love not just a businessman, I'm a businessman, so let me have my business. It was a great line, but Diamonds Are Forever. Is that a James, that's a James Bond.
It's from a James Bond movie.
Song, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Me and Melissa just ran through some James Bond movies one time. Mm-hmm. We ran through his catalog.
Yeah.
That's what it was. And that came on, I said, hold up.
Yeah.
I ain't think about it.
It feels like James Bond,
it
the way she's delivering the vocals.
It.
Yeah.
This new artist, Olivia Dean, she sounds like she could do a James Bond song.
Really?
Yeah, she's also British. That feel like their voice, because she has a song that almost sounds just like Skyfall.
Oh, wow.
On this new album. Joshy put me onto it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, girl, they going to get you on whoever this new James Bond is. They going to come call you for one of them four or five movies. They coming to see about you.
For sure. They just got to cast that thing.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm gonna go. Yeah, Diamonds from
Diamonds
Sierra Leone.
I'm gonna go 99 Problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Hitman. Rick Rubin.
99 Problems, but a bitch ain't one. That song is so good though.
It's Jay-Z, distortion.
Jay-Z's verse about getting pulled over in that track.
Man.
So good.
And
though.
I'm a sucker for a storytelling rap. I'm
man.
In the car with him.
He painted the picture.
Man, I'm in there.
I was like, yo, we pulled over.
I'm nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I know what's in the glove compartment, but I know you can't leisurely search it.
Couldn't bust a grape in the fruit fight. Yeah.
All right.
99 Problems. That's from the Black Album. Black Album, I love the Black Album. That's hold a fire.
Let me just let me check something real quick. Yeah, by the way, quick aside. Mm-hmm. I was searching. This is how AI overview is so dumb. Me and Melissa was talking about Sterling K. Brown because he came to the show last night. Mm-hmm. And Mel was like, I seen his kids on the plane one time. And she didn't know how old they were. Uh-huh. So I looked it up and it was like, on Google, it was like, Sterling K. Brown's children are 14 and 9. This is AI overview. But their ages have changed over time. For example, in 2009, they were like... They were like 9 and 4. It's like, well, duh. Make up everybody's age. Why would you put that in the part of the thing?
So they give an extra information on the AI tip.
Extra, man. But stupid information. Why would you tell me that 5 years ago they were younger? Duh, AI overview. I know if they're 4 and he's 14 now. Dog. 5 years ago he was 9.
They just want to make sure, you know.
You knew. It was such a stupid thing to include. And I need to turn that off because I don't like the AI overview. But it'd be taking up more and more of the space now. Oh, you got to scroll past it.
I don't know if that shows up on mine. Okay. I really tapped into the AI like that.
No, I don't search it out. But now Google, don't have a choice unless you turn it. There's like a thing you can do to make sure. Turn it off. All right, I'm going to go. This is just my personal favorite song. One of my personal favorite songs. Good Life, featuring T-Pain.
Oh, Good Life is fantastic.
Good Life is when I had Major Deal at All Def, I listened to that song all the way to the premiere. Welcome to the good life, and the life I had. You know, not gotta go crazy.
Yeah.
And my grandmama ain't the only one calling you baby. That is such a good, feel good, life is good
that
song.
Whole album felt good, though.
Yeah,
Graduation is
a celebratory
take your time.
Album.
Yeah, for
and that's
sure.
The most celebratory song of the celebratory album.
Yeah.
Because we graduated.
Good Life was fantastic.
Yeah.
It felt great.
Yes.
That was before he lost his mom.
Yeah, it was. And it was Bad Life after that.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to go with a song that matches that energy to me is A Star Is Born.
Oh, I ain't familiar.
Yeah, it's it matches that Good Life type of energy because it's like every day, it's like, and it's an introduction to J. Cole.
I don't know that song. I ain't gonna hold you to. I'm gonna look it up after. Blueprint 3. I didn't listen to that one.
Yeah, J.
Or two or
yeah. I'm gonna go with The Star Is Born to match that one.
Okay, I'm gonna go Flashing Lights. Light, flashing, light.
I'm gonna go.
Shout out to Dwele.
Oh, Kanye's on that song. I'm gonna go.
That's the hard part about this. Some of my favorite songs, they're both on. It's making it harder than I wanted it to be. It'd be easier if I wasn't going against Jay-Z. Then I'd be like, nigga, this whole album.
Flashing Lights. I'm gonna pair that with. I'm a pair with Excuse Me, Miss.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Pharrell.
What's your name?
Yeah, okay, Tony the Baker.
Ooh.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm going to do that one.
Okay. I'm going to go, nah, wait till I get my money right.
Whoa. Yeah.
God made a heaven. And why book, I spent that on a necklace.
I love that song.
I like braggadocious Kanye. Excuse me, was you saying something? You can't tell me nothing.
The Jeezy.
You can't tell me nothing. So yeah, I love, okay. I'm a big fan of Can't Tell Me Nothing.
I'm going to go with Empire State of Mind.
You don't like that song.
I do like that song, actually.
Do you really?
Yeah. What's wrong with that song?
People don't like that song. I don't mind it.
I like it.
A lot of people don't like it.
Yeah,
okay, I'll give it to you.
You just looked at me like you didn't like it.
No, I didn't believe you liked it.
Oh, why? Huh? Who?
Imaginary Players is what they said you should
pick. What's that?
That don't really match with Can't Tell
vibe.
Me Nothing.
Yeah. All right, match this.
I love Imaginary Players.
Power.
Okay.
Power, which is a great song. And is a great movie trailer song. That song be in some movie trailer.
They be overdoing it.
No,
be like, man, can we get another song?
Man, when he made that, I wonder how much he gets paid on that. But he get the movie trailers going.
I'm gonna go with where is it? What's the name of it?
You know she got it in that list. Oh, but
it's on the Black album. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho. What's the name of that one?
H to the OV. Dropped by the OZ.
No, it's called something. PSA.
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 Public service announcement.
I'm pairing that with PSA. I love that.
All right, this is one of my personal favorite lists. I don't care how y'all feel about it. I came up with this on stage for 2 years straight at Nate Jackson's room. All of the lights. Bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam, bam. All right, we don't need the whole section.
I love that song. 2 years straight. All of the lights.
Turn the lights in here,
baby. Rihanna.
Extra bright.
I want y'all to see this. Turn
I'm coming with Money Cash Ho.
Money Cash Ho is the key to life.
Money Cash Ho.
All right. Boom, okay.
Boom, boom, boom.
I'm going to go another personal favorite because it's my list. You pick your own verses, nigga. Heartless. In the night, I hear you talking. Coldest story ever told. Oh, no, 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 no. You lost your soul to a woman so heartless. Hey, how could you be so heartless?
Hey, I'm going to go with.
Bum, bum. I could be so strong as I'm going down with the beast cold. I like that music video too. Bam, 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 bam.
I'm going to go with.
I don't want to help. Yes, Amir. There's a perfect Jay-Z song to go with Heartless. And what? You ain't said it, so. Song Cry.
That don't go with Heartless.
Yeah,
though.
Man, it's about Heartless. Is that what you was thinking? Of course. Nah. That's the saddest and the pain.
But it don't. The energy don't matter. I'm going energy, not tone. Not, I mean, not depth.
How's the energy don't match?
The energy on Heartless is up. Song Cry is very subdued.
I wouldn't say the energy's up on Heartless. In the night.
Yeah, when you listen to the beat.
So, that's not up.
Boom, 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 boom. It's like the way the beat hits, it's not on the same level as Song Cry as far as sound. Boom. But if you're talking about women.
Yeah. Okay. I disagree.
It didn't match in tone.
I was more talking about subject matter.
Oh, we're doing subject matter.
Subject matter is what I was talking about. But I didn't feel like Heartless is upbeat. But subject matter is what I mean.
The beat is definitely more upbeat than Song Cry.
Upbeat.
Song Cry is chill. Like, yeah.
Song Cry is one of my favorite Jay-Z songs of all time.
Let's do it. Song Cry.
I was going to get right back. Like, he's a terrible person, but I feel you.
This was Jay-Z coming into his human bag.
Yes.
It took a few albums for me to see him as a human.
Yes.
Because it was all just.
You don't get to 444. Song Cry is. The beginning of like, maybe I wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
I could see a few of my wrong. 444 is like, nigga, I was tripping.
Oh, yeah.
10
yeah,
songs
sure.
straight. I almost lost
for
Beyonce. Sure. I was tripping. I was.
Because I didn't know, like, Jay-Z was all flash and bravado for the first few
for
albums.
Sure.
So I really wasn't like, who is he as a human?
Yeah.
And then Song Cry gives you a glimpse. And then Black Album, December 4th, which I love, with his mom coming in there telling stories. I feel like now we getting into Jay-Z as a human.
Yeah, I feel you.
Want to take a quick break from the show to talk to you about one of our sponsors, Blue Chew. Fellas, you already know what time it is. It's time to level up. And Blue Chew just dropped something crazy. I'm talking next level championship belt, gold-plated energy, Blue Chew Gold. Is the newest innovation from the number one chewable ED brand. This ain't your grandpa's little blue pill. This is the 4-in-1 beast that's setting the gold standard for performance. We're talking two ingredients for blood flow to keep that rocket pumping, mixed with morphine and oxytocin to turn up the arousal and connection in your brain and body. Blue Chew Gold dissolves under your tongue and works in as little as 15 minutes. That means you can get it on quicker and stay in the game longer, elevation without hesitation. This is peak passion and peak performance in a single tablet. Y'all know I've been on the Blue Chew, and it's 2026, so I'm elevating all types of my life, including my performance in the bedroom. Next time she sends a you up text to you, answer with a picture of Blue Chew. Blue Chew's turning the bedroom performance into an Olympic sport. Go for gold. Listen, how about the Olympics of peeing? You're delivering a gold medal performance, world record. You can do that. Make life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Get 10% off your first month of Blue Chew Gold with code BALD. That's promo code BALD. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Two more left. There's so many more now. Dang.
Hey, man, they got a lot of songs.
Let me make sure I'm hearing the right song.
That's not even all. We ain't even scratched it.
It's okay. This is.
I ain't even do Jay-Z features.
Ooh.
Can we play this one?
Playing it. It's 19.
It's not yet.
Before the thing is, I've counted it. Before he switches keys. I think it's neck. No.
Now. All right, man. There we go.
Runway. Runaway. Feature Pusha T.
Is that your favorite Kanye album?
Man, you know what? I go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I be talking to myself.
Yeah.
I be talking to myself about that. Let me just hear him say, get out. You got to let it resolve.
That way that beat come in is killer.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I go back and forth. I think it is.
This one?
I think it is because it's like the evolution of Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Monster is one of my favorite, just like ensemble, him, mm-hmm. Jay, Rick mm-hmm. Ross, Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj's favorite verse of all time for me is her verse on Monster.
Mm-hmm.
I wish Jay-Z wasn't on that so I could use this song. But Jay-Z has a really good verse on there anyway. But if I could only listen to one, I probably would choose My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. I like that Kanye was taking risks and switching it up.
Yeah.
Even though a lot of people don't like 808s and Heartbreak, which I don't know. I feel like concept-wise, he love a good concept album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeezus not my favorite, but respect the artistic choice to make Yeezus.
I hate Yeezus.
Yeah, I don't
I
like
hate
it.
That album. Fuck that album.
God damn.
I like maybe like four songs on there. Maybe three.
But I respect the artistic choice to make Yeezus. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So yeah, okay, Runaway. Sure. Runaway. Always nothing, always not something wrong. You've been out of the for way too long.
All right, let's see.
So addicted.
What are you talking about in that song?
Most.
Runaway.
So addicted now. So let's have a toast. Have a toast to the douchebags. Have a toast to the AA. Toast to the scumbags. I know. Have a toast to the jerk offs who never take work off.
Yeah, I gotta play. Run away fast as you can. Run away.
I'm gonna cue my last one up, even though I don't care what people say.
I'm gonna go, Can I Get A?
Can I Get A? What? To yeah. These niggas from all of my hoes.
What's the name? Had a good verse on there. Emil? Right. I like
yeah,
her verse
she
on
did.
There.
She That's the that one beat. That I did not. I listened to the clean version of for many years.
Oh, so you didn't know what was going
so
on.
So when I was like, I'm going to tap into Jay-Z and just listening, boy, yeah. You talk about a surprise. I said, can I get a what?
Yeah.
They was cussing big cuss.
Before I put my pussy on your mustache.
I said, God,
she
hey.
Said, put my pussy on your mustache.
Hey, everybody.
Hey,
there's
man.
Children in the world.
I'm not mad at it.
Man.
I'm not mad at it.
Let me just give you my. This is just a. You know what? No devil's in the house. This was. This was a moment for me when this beat came in on this album. This is Life of Pablo. Ultralight Beams. I was like, yeah, I like this. I like this, Kanye. Little internet. YouTube. We on an ultralight beam. We on an ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream.
This is everything. The deepest.
I feel like him, Kirk, Chance. I just want to hear Chance's verse real quick.
Blessings
Chance. Has a really good verse.
I will shield your name. I will feel their questions. I will feel your pain. No one can judge. They don't know.
I love Chance. That's my thing. I'm listening to it.
You gonna listen to the whole thing?
Just this little bit. Moving on my family from Chatham to Zambia. I just love a little bit. Just like, Pam. I mean, I fuck with your friend. All right. That's my last official entry.
Oh, that was the last
pick? That's 15. Oh, okay. I'm gonna just throw these few in there. Why? Because I know Slow Jams, I love. Mm-hmm. And I also love Drive Slow. Okay.
Drive Slow is fire.
Yeah. I ever really love Drive Slow.
Drive Slow, homie. Paul Wall's
verse on Drive Slow.
What it do?
That's why the reason I didn't want to say is because Paul Wall got the best verse.
There's a lot of people outshining Kanye on the songs.
Yeah, for sure. But on that one, the distance is the reason I want to listen to Drive Slow. I want to hear what Paul Wall talking about. I love Paul Wall.
Paul Wall,
Champion. I feel you. You know what I'm saying?
Champion. What song was that?
Yeah, Champion. Come on, Tone. It's out of my mind because all the Kanye songs are missing up.
Oh yeah, that's on Graduation.
Somebody said
late registration. That's what threw me off.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, this album feels great.
I love it, man. I'm probably gonna listen to this on the way home.
This album feels great.
Mm-hmm. That's that. Champion, Homecoming with Coldplay, Chris Martin.
Yes. Dun, 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 I'm going dun, home dun, again. Dun, 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 do you think about it now and then? Do you think about it now and then?
So, yeah, I just want to throw those in. But my official one was Ultra Light Breeze. All right. Like, I had to show one love to Life of Pablo because I said it, but then I ain't say no songs from it.
I'm going to end it off with one of my favorite Jay-Z songs. I don't care if it's a hit or not. Imaginary Players is one of my favorite Jay-Z songs. Hands down.
I don't know that, Tony.
Hands down.
Let me listen to it. Maybe I do.
Imaginary Players.
Woo. Oh, I do know this.
Yeah. Cardi B just rapped over it and fumbled.
Yeah. People were mad about that.
Ba-doop. This is one of my favorite Jay-Z songs for show.
Ba-doop. All right, we're moving on. This was great. I had a good time.
It was a good time. What's your favorite Jay-Z album? Do you listen to Jay-Z? I don't think you do.
I don't consume him in album form. Mm-hmm. If my truth is...
Radio Hits McGee.
Radio Hits McGee, Essential Albums, Playlist, but I don't be... I feel like it's too late. My favorite album, if I got to be honest, is 444 because I started with Magnum Carta, Hurdy's Grill.
That's not even his top three.
No, I feel you. That's why I don't want to answer you because I started from Magnum Carta, Holy Grail forward, and I didn't go back.
That's why your energy was low on all my Jay-Z picks.
Yeah, I told you, man.
You brought nothing.
I ain't got no, man.
You brought nothing.
I'm just doing my best.
He had no energy for the Jay-Z picks.
Man, but I'm saying, yeah, man. The people will be with you, man. Let the commenters have some fun with
you. You gave nothing, man. But you don't be listening to stuff. Because I gave you energy on the Kanye.
When we go to gospel, what you do? You don't know nothing.
You right.
It's the same thing. You know what I was listening to.
You talk about BB and CeCe, I'm all in.
That's the one thing you say. There's a hell of more albums than BB and CeCe. You don't even know a thing to say about gospel. I got the reference of Jay-Z. If I say, name the song from Tone's Out the Box, you'd be like, who is Tone and what was in the box? And that's top five gospel albums of all time to me.
Me too.
No, it ain't. You know nothing about gospel. I got some working knowledge of hip hop. I ain't albums deep, but I got working knowledge. You ain't got nothing to bring. We can't even talk about
it. I got BB and CeCe. I got Donnie
McClurkin.
I got Donnie McClurkin live in London.
That's my favorite album.
That's my favorite gospel album, man.
Donnie McClurkin live in London.
Preacher's Wife soundtrack.
No, now you gotta come up with that.
Fred Hammond, the Song of David. What's the one, Fred Hammond?
You bring nothing to the table on the gospel thing, and I don't say nothing about it because you ain't love him like
I did.
But you
be trying to be in these hip-hop streets. I don't hanging out in gospel.
I said I have working knowledge.
Nah, man, watch out,
I'll be like, oh, yeah, Jay-Z's album 1-7. I'll be like, yeah, I know the songs that
you
the people know.
You missed out on the golden era.
I heard it on the radio, in the music video.
Oh, God, man.
I heard it, man. I couldn't listen to it.
You got no deep
cuts. I would have got in trouble.
You got no.
I got no deep
you got
cuts
no
on Jay.
No deep Jay-Z cuts.
I knew Song Cry, and you. I don't even think you was gonna say that.
I was trying to pair it up with something.
Man, you get it in there and you make your choice. You gotta make
song
sense.
Crowd was coming.
Song crowd gotta be in there.
Be patient. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Top five New Year's resolutions that people don't keep. Number one, losing weight.
Oh, every time.
I've been
time.
Saying it for every year, and I ain't lost it.
New year, new me bullshit.
It ain't been lost.
Every time.
Come every on. Time. Come on. I ain't losing it, and I've been said it since 1999, and I be gaining it. No GLP-1.
That's because you keep going to Jersey Mike's.
And I'm going today. I'm going today, and I'm getting the stubborn soda, black cherry and tarragon. I'm not losing the weight.
Look at the taco meat as well.
Taco meat, McGee. I got 17 chest hair. I ain't losing weight, y'all. I actually did lose some weight.
You
this
did
year.
Lose weight. You was doing
I
it.
I did. I'm still doing it. I'm just right. doing it slow. And this week is off.
Why?
Because it's Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving.
Ah, man.
Save it up for Thanksgiving.
No.
All right.
And I'm going to Vegas this weekend. Brother, it's over.
What you
going
to be eating in Vegas?
Man, everything. And I'm going to be drinking.
Dang.
That's where I'm really messing up.
Pour you going to be drinking in Vegas?
What? On the plane ride over till I get home. And I'm talking about gin and tonic me up. As soon as I sit down, that whole weekend, I'm drunk right now.
I'm drunk right now. I'm going to be drunk. Out there with you.
You're going to be drunk, though.
Actually, I might sip.
I don't be drunk. Actually, all jokes sip. Aside, I haven't been drunk in years.
Yeah.
Drunk is
drunk
whack.
Is hard to get to. It's
drunk
a,
is
it's a horrible feeling.
I have to be like, I'm going to drink with the express desire to get drunk in order for me to get drunk. And I do not have that desire.
Yeah.
And the last time I had a hangover, I was so mad at myself because the next day I had stuff to do and I threw up. This was probably 4 years ago. I threw up, Marquita. I had a headache and I was like, this will never happen again. All I want to do is be like, hey.
I've never had a hangover before.
Man, I had, in 42 years, I probably had no more than five.
Damn.
No more than five. And I don't do that. Not 270 be coming in handy when it comes to not giving a hangover.
Yeah.
I've thrown up twice. And one night, I threw a bandoodle. That was the worst night.
Simultaneously?
And I cut my toe that night, too.
Now, when you threw up in doodoo, was you already face down in the toilet?
No, I had enough wherewithal doodoo flood, but I was wet butt out, throw up. I didn't have time to wipe too air, but I never threw up into doo-doo. And I never threw up with doo-doo. Like, I never threw up on the floor, and I never threw up into the toilet with doo-doo. But it was taking all the brain stuff I had left to make sure. And Lissa ain't helped me out. She was cracking up. We live in that small house in Mercedes. I was doodling with the door open. She was basically where you were in the bed, crying, laughing. She didn't help at all. I was like, hell. She's like, nah, I didn't drink. I was going through hell.
Why'd you doodle with the door open? God,
man, it was a lot. I want her to see me. I was sweating. It was the worst. Because I didn't know, man. I wanted to throw up. And then the door was already open. The bathroom was small. So I had to move my leg to close the door. Anyway.
Oh, snap, man.
People do not be losing weight. They say,
every guy.
Weight is hard to lose. It's harder to lose when you're older. Food is better when it's not good for you.
Weight ain't hard to lose, niggas. Oh, I'm coming in.
Here we go.
All you got to do is stay consistent and hush.
And now let me, we done had this full discussion. We're going to have it again.
Jeans.
That's what I was going to say.
Jeans. Nobody can do it like you, Tony. You're a machine. You're a machine. Not everybody's like you. Not everybody can do what you do. You just eat salad and walk 8 miles a day.
Now you know what I was going to say.
Nobody's doing that. Nobody has the time. Shut up. Y'all can lose the goddamn weight. Just stay on it. It's not going to happen fast.
That really sold me.
Weight loss don't happen fast. You got to hang in there and hush.
Coming from a man who works out 3 hours a day minimum.
Diet is the main component.
Coming from a man who works out 3 hours a day.
Diet
three
is more
separate
important.
Day, who eats the same thing every day.
Diet is more important.
Who don't eat past 8. Who don't eat before noon.
Nobody's doing what you do. That's what you're doing
right
now.
They don't have a woman in there baking and cooking things that he ain't supposed to have neither.
Well, that's your arch nemesis. You got to work that out your goddamn self.
Imagine if the love of your life, you keep waking up to fresh biscuits.
I got to tell her, like, look, you got to stop making me this. You got to put your foot down. I'm a foot put downer.
I don't put my foot down for something that I want anyway.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to be like, look, you got to stop doing this.
No, I'm going to be like, man, what? Girl,
I would look you dead in your soul, fully in love. You got to stop making me this bullshit.
Fully in love.
You are thwarting what I'm trying to accomplish.
Yeah, watch out.
I'll break up with you. It's over, man. You keeping me fat. You're not helping me.
All right, what's your next one? Or what's yours?
Oh, so we got diet, we got exercise. Mm-hmm. Exercise, is that one and the same?
No. People can say I want to exercise more.
They be in the gym tough.
Yes. It
be January 1st
yes.
through January 18th.
Martin Luther King.
Gyms be packed.
New Year's Day to Martin Luther King.
Yeah, they be doing the workouts wrong. They just be in there. Looking around, you can tell they don't know what the hell they doing.
I actually took a lot of solace in knowing that that ain't really, in the grand scheme of things, that's not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do it. You better doing a just okay workout for way longer.
Yes.
And eating right for way longer.
Because mm-hmm.
they get in there and throw them weights around and be like, all right, man, watch out.
Diet is so important.
Yeah. All right. Mine is saving money. Saving money is probably a very high on people's list of things they want to resolve to do.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the state of the union, I'm not even blaming the people for this. I'm just saying, if you can't really increase your wages, it's hard to save money because the stuff gets higher at a rate that's higher than you can increase your wages.
Yeah.
But for that reason, people can't usually save money the way they want to. And you probably can throw in undiscipline and all that stuff as well.
They can save money, man. I don't want to hear no excuse.
Tony don't want to hear no excuse for nothing.
I don't want to hear it, man.
Everybody should do everything right.
I don't want to hear it, man.
Now, when it comes to coming on time, he got every excuse in the book.
I'll never have excuses.
Well, then why you don't be on time?
I'll be late. I didn't come in here with no excuses.
You ain't better because you ain't got excuses.
I'm just saying.
You just be late. Hey, here come. I do everything right. I eat right.
I'm late McGee. I own that.
You ain't better because you own it.
Huh?
You ain't better than
you I'm
own
not
it.
Saying I'm better than anything. You,
yeah, okay then. You're worse. Tony, we was going 10 o'clock, y'all. What'd he say, Marquita? Oh, man, can we do 11? 10 and 2 early.
Man.
Ain't tired.
I'm tired,
and
man.
And then at 11, what'd he text? I'm on the way, guys. We all here. Amir here. My queen here.
Y'all was having a great time.
No.
Y'all was having a good time.
10 minutes
when I
of my
in.
Life, you ain't ever going to get back. All right, man.
No excuses, though. Smoking, whether it be weed or regular cigarettes, people always be like, I'm going to give up smoking. I'm going to lay off the weed. I'm going to lay off the cigarettes and come right
vapes.
Back to the goddamn smoke. They come right on. I thought you was quitting. Hey man, stay out of my business. And they snap on you when you call them out. I've been stressed this year. And they come out with the excuse, man. I gotta smoke something to take the edge off. It's always the excuse every goddamn year, man.
It's true.
I'm sick of
it,
man.
It's true.
You can't stop smoking the weed, you can't stop smoking the cigarettes.
And the vapes.
And the vapes.
And the vapes.
You know, it's always something.
People be having the vapes. They'd be like, you got a problem, man.
Yeah,
you got a vape at the museum. You got a little quick little smoke on the steps, man. Watch out.
They can't give it up.
I'm going to say it's very simply being a better person.
They be
People
doing
be
that.
People be resolving to, I want to be a better person. As soon as they get a chance, worse. I'm worse than I was last year. I don't think people really get better overall.
You gotta be a really shitty person, though, to be like, yo, I'm gonna be a better person next year. Like, I've never been cutting up that bad the way I was like, you know what? Yeah, next year, I'm gonna be a better person.
People say that.
They do.
And they don't be better. Man. I don't believe people change that much. I think you are the person you are. You can make some small tweaks, but by and large, you grow more into who you were than you go the other way.
I think it's certain behaviors that you can change over time, though.
But overall personhood, the core of you?
The core of who you are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you might be able to be like, I'm going to be more on time. You won't do it, but it's something you could try. But core Tony?
Yeah, I've been this way.
You've been, and you, as you get older, I feel like we, not just you, we sit in our who we are-ness
yeah.
more. If you're stubborn, you just become more stubborn. You don't become less stubborn over time, usually.
Unless at your core you be doing some whack shit, I feel like you can change it at your core. Like, you be like, man, I really just be, I got to stop telling people what I feel is the honest truth when they didn't ask.
Is that something you say?
No, I'm just thinking of something okay. that a person could naturally always do, but they'd be like, I got to stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they you know, because you can hurt feelings like that.
For sure.
Especially when people didn't ask you.
Yes. This girl is a power lifter. And, I was benching 225 as I often do on my gram, even though I just kind of stopped doing it. I was just like, man, nobody cares anymore, Kev. Because you go to the gym, you just take a picture, you got the proof of life.
I would be in there that I went.
Yeah, you proof of life. You ain't like strong Tony.
No.
And then a lot of times, if I ain't been consistent, 225 be heavy and I be looking whack. So she's a powerlifter. She was like, do you mind if I give you some advice? And I was like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I do mind.
Oh, you told her you mind.
I do mind. I don't want your advice.
You told her that?
Yes, because I don't want it. I don't care.
Shit.
I don't want the advice.
Damn,
and you're a professional. But I'm not going to listen. I don't care. I can still do it what I want. I don't want your advice.
What was the rebuttal after that?
She was like, "What? Dang, okay." Because I don't want it. She asked. And I didn't want the advice.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear from nobody.
Yeah.
And I don't even care if you're right. If it's workout stuff, man, there's just too many different ways to do it. Just shut up talking to me.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here, period.
Mm.
So the fact that I'm here, advise yourself on shutting the hell up, because I don't care. Strongman McGee could come in and be, I can get your bench to 500. Shut up, Strongman McGee. I don't care about that. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I have no interest in lifting 500 pounds.
I don't.
The hell I'm going to do with that?
Nothing in my life. I really have no reason to do 225.
Yeah.
It's just a personal thing that I like to be able to say that I can do it.
Right.
It doesn't matter in my day-to-day life. I've never have. It's not like, oh, every night this 225 thing, I don't have to do this with 225 pound strength ever except at the gym. I just like to do it, but man, watch out.
That's funny.
So that's why I actually don't post workout stuff, because that workout stuff draws the most comments that I don't want to hear.
Oh, I can't stand it. You're always doing it wrong.
You can never do it.
Whenever you do push-ups, you think,
why
you
doing all that?
Everybody's a goddamn personal trainer.
No matter what you bench,
they
gotta arch your back. You arch your back. Can't arch your back, man. Everybody
shut up. They over there built like a bean bag, talking shit in the comment section. Shut up. You can't do 7 push-ups straight. He ain't going all the way down.
Man.
And you ain't touching the ground. I mean, shut up. Shut up.
Just shut up talking to me, man. So to protect myself from that, I just don't post it.
That's funny.
Because if I don't post it, I can't solicit something I don't want to hear about.
For sure.
So I just live my life.
I'll be in the gym, you just see me sitting there.
That's it. I don't post. I actually don't post nothing.
Somebody
they gonna be like, you leaning over to the left.
Yeah.
You need to lean to the right.
You're not going all the way down on the pull-up. Shut up, girl. I know you ain't doing these pull-ups. I know you ain't doing the pull-up. You a girl. y'all be doing it with the extra lift on the knees. Oh, nah, man. Shut up.
All right. We closing out with
Hold
Tony's
on,
favorite
man.
You got more things?
I got one
that
more.
That was 5. Oh, okay.
Did I do 5?
Together.
I did 5 already?
No, we were doing combined 5.
Oh, we combined them.
Yeah, but throw yours in there,
man. Oh, no sex.
People resolve to do that?
Yes. People just been out here been fornicating their asses off and getting run over and raked over the coals and smashing the wrong people. You always start the new year. I'm celibate this year. Always coming in with the celibacy new year. The celibacy new year. I'm not having sex next year because you've been making the wrong decision. You've been letting the wrong people penetrate. And you've been penetrating the wrong people. It's usually women. Women be going in on the celibacy for the new year. You dudes just be like, hey, man, you know what I'm saying?
If I can get it, I'll take it.
But women always be closing up shop in the new year. And then next thing you know, I just fell off the wagon. You got them right, you fell off the wagon.
Tore the panties out the frame.
You've been wanting the dilk anyway, man. So just get the quality dick and
now.
Make better choices, man. Make better decisions. All right, that's it.
All right. This or that, best biscuits.
Ooh.
It's on you, Tom.
I'm asking you,
but I'll chime in.
Okay. All right.
Best biscuits.
I love this.
This is all franchise. We ain't talking about your personal restaurant, your hometown. You know, Tom's Biscuits Emporium. We ain't been to Tom's.
Tom's Biscuits
Emporium. We ain't been to Tom's Biscuit Emporium. There's only one in Louisville, Georgia. Tom's we ain't been to Tom's Emporium, Biscuit Emporium. We not talking about that. We talking about places that people been to. All right? I ain't been down to Tom TBE.
Tom's Biscuits Emporium, man. You best believe I would pay them a visit. Biscuits Emporium?
You got the name Emporium, you know a thing or two about whatever you
Emporium.
Hell
yeah.
All right, first up.
All right.
Popeyes versus KFC.
Popeyes, man. Come on, man.
Popeyes.
KFC, them be the driest, thickest bricks in the game, dog. They
KFC.
Dusty.
I went to KFC the last two times we did this.
Yeah.
Because they had brought the wedges back. Uh-huh. I had to pull up and visit with them.
Yeah.
And then they brought the wings back. Uh-huh. Man, I brought that biscuit in there. What enough ocean water on earth. You think Popeye's biscuits is dry.
They got the dustiest biscuits in the game.
This side of the Mississippi.
They be thick and dusty and dry.
Popeye's is a biscuit that I will order no chicken.
Oh, yeah.
No sides. I've just went and ate a Popeye's biscuit and
you
went on about
to the
my
choir,
day.
Now.
Huh?
You preaching to the choir.
Yeah, for sure. I just did it when I went to
visit my
grandma.
I care less about the other stuff. I'm just in here for biscuits.
Well, they got a good red beans and rice, but I'm going to take
they
that
do.
Biscuit.
They got dirty rice is good, the red beans and rice.
Cajun fries are good, too. Mm-hmm. All right, Burger King versus McDonald's. We're on the breakfast tip.
Burger King or McDonald's? I'm trying to remember the Burger King biscuit.
Because it was more croissant-wich overall, but I worked at Burger King. We sold a lot of biscuits. They have biscuits there. And McDonald's got this McMuffin,
I'm
going
to go McDonald's on this one.
Yeah.
That I'm egg and cheese biscuit.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Theirs is a little bit lighter, a little bit fluffier.
Yeah.
Burger King don't really do nothing well.
Whoa.
The no
French toast sticks are amazing.
They are.
French toast sticks
are
amazing.
I feel like that has nothing to do with the restaurant. I feel like they just
frozen.
Got a good supplier.
I feel like they got a different brand. They got it in their freezer.
Sure.
But yeah, I'm going to go with McDonald's, man. That egg cheese biscuit. And sometimes I would just get the cheese biscuit or just a regular biscuit itself. McDonald's breakfast is good as hell.
McDonald's breakfast is the reason I still am even able to eat McDonald's at all. And I don't even eat there that much.
Their breakfast
I haven't
is fire.
Eaten their lunch, and I ain't had a McDonald's burger in they tear my stomach
back in my Tony
out.
Bacon days, I used to get the full breakfast.
Dang,
with
hotcakes?
The hotcakes, the eggs, the
egg and the sausage patty.
I didn't eat the sausages because I wouldn't eat pork.
Oh, that's right. And they had the biscuit on that,
I would
too.
Get the hash brown, and I would get like an egg McMuffin or an egg cheese
with
biscuit
the
along with that.
Went platter and sandwich?
Yes. On the daily at work.
This is why you can't be left alone, man. That's
what
why
I'm
you
saying.
Gotta stick to the avocado toast and the smoothie bowl.
That's why y'all be like, Tony, man, y'all don't know who I was.
How did you order a platter and they'd be like, is that all? You'd be like, no, hold on.
Yeah, throw I kept it going. Let me get the big breakfast platter, egg McMuffin, or the egg cheese biscuit.
That's
with
crazy.
Nothing. Because they don't know, I'm in the drive-thru. They think, there must be a couple people in that car. No.
It's just
Tony and Bacon. That's it.
All right, we have the championship round. Bojangles versus Chick-fil-A.
Bojangles.
Yeah.
Bo the fuck Jangles. That Bo-berry biscuit.
Man.
Woo.
Bo-berry biscuit is. They just brought that to us when we had the show in Charlotte.
Oh,
our sound
God.
Man just brought us
did.
A
so good.
A
no
dozen
icing.
Of them. No icing.
No icing.
The icing too much.
It's too much.
It's
the money
already
shot.
Sweet.
Get the money shot off my biscuit. Give it to me regular, no money shot. Bojangles for sure.
All right. Biscuitville
Ooh.
Versus Jack in the Box. Biscuitville has a lot of locations. I ain't talking about Tom's Biscuit Emporium. Biscuitville be in the
they
South.
Do. They do.
Biscuitville is it be around. It's like Zaxby's. Yeah, for sure.
Biscuitville's for sure.
For sure. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Red Lobster versus Cracker Barrel.
You ain't worth a damn for this. Oh, man, you match these two up together?
These are good.
Man.
Championship round.
Oh. I love that cheddar biscuit at Red Lobster.
Mm-hmm.
That is an event in itself.
Yes, it is.
But that Cracker Barrel, every time I go to Cracker Barrel, I make sure they keep bringing them biscuits out.
Apple butter on too,
the, on,
man.
On the complimentary tip.
Jam.
And I'm a no frills kind of guy usually.
Yes. He be eating biscuits straight up.
Straight up.
We went to that no biscuit chasing. Place in Dallas, just biscuit. Eat. No jelly, no honey. Just, and it was a good
biscuit. Biscuit was delicious.
It was a good biscuit.
The biscuit bar. I'm going to go with Cracker Barrel, man.
All right. Now, I know you didn't produce this like this, Marquita, but we got to finish the story. We're going to give Popeyes a bye to the next round. Okay? Now, you're going.
Oh,
you
said, we in tournament mode.
We in. It's a single elimination. It's the biscuit race.
Damn. Okay.
So, you said Cracker Barrel on the last one?
Yeah, Cracker Barrel.
So, Cracker Barrel versus Biscuitville.
You putting those two together. Okay.
Yeah, because they won the last round.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
Man.
Bojangles versus McDonald's.
Bojangles.
All right. So now we got, I'm going to give, because we got the odd number, I'm going
to so Popeye's had a bye week?
Two bye weeks. Because Popeye's, I know, I already know how you feel. Bojangles versus Cracker Barrel.
I gotta go Bojangles.
Nah, I knew I could trust you to make the right choice.
I gotta go Bojangles.
I knew I could trust you. We had the national championships of the biscuits. Popeyes versus Bojangles.
Bojangles gotta take it, man.
Oh!
Bojangles gotta take it.
Bojangles!
Yeah, I gotta give it to him, man. That Bo Bear is something special, man.
That now have you tried Popeyes strawberry biscuit?
Yes, it's good.
But you got
the Bo-Berry.
So the Bo-Berry is the one.
Yeah.
That makes it the supreme winner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I would take the Popeyes biscuit.
Popeyes would actually be third.
Oh, wait, what?
I would go Bojangles, Chick-fil-A over.
Oh,
I got Chick-fil-A over Popeyes.
Round. That was the number one seed lost in the first round.
I got Chick-fil-A over. I mean, I got Cracker Barrel over Popeyes.
So your top five is Bojangles.
Bojangles, Cracker Barrel, they're probably Popeyes.
Okay.
Popeyes over
Chick-fil-A? Yeah, I think so.
And then Chick-fil-A?
Mm.
Or are you just three?
I would put McDonald's over Chick-fil-A. Oh. I would put Red Lobster over McDonald's and Chick-fil-A. Red Lobster coming in, then McDonald's, then Chick-fil-A. Then Jack in the Box, and then KFC.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. That's the whole episode.
Biscuits.
Fully produced. God bless you guys. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a great episode,
man. Production bag.